Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power. Whiter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
In the precious blood
of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
In one of his books, Methodist pastor Charles Allen tells of visiting a particular city. Being met at the plane, he was told, "We don't have time to wait for your baggage. Someone else will get it. You're to speak at the club in 20 minutes. Rushing from the airport, Allen learned he was to speak each morning on television at 9 o'clock, at church at 10 o'clock, and somewhere else in the evening. He was also to address 3 civic clubs, 2 high schools, and 1 women's meeting. In all, he had 19 speaking engagements in 4 days, plus a series of personal interviews. By Wednesday night, Allen found himself wound so tightly he scarcely slept a wink. The worries and pressures got to him. The next day, he rebelled. After the morning engagements, he said, "I told the pastor I would be gone for the remainder of the day. I started walking slowly down the street, going no place in particular and in no hurry to get there. A number of people spoke to me and stopped and talked a while. It reminded me of living in a little town where you can enjoy visiting up and down Main Street. I walked on past the city limits until I came to a big bridge on the river. I found a comfortable place to sit down, and I sat there for 2 hours watching the river. From the bridge I could see the point where 2 rivers flowed together. One of the rivers was almost clear, the other extremely muddy. For a short distance after they came together, you could distinguish the water of each, but a little farther on, the clear water took on the brownish color of the other. I thought about how we let evil thoughts come into our minds and how the evil soon colors all our living. I made some mental notes for a sermon about that. At the end of the bridge was a tiny hamburger place. I had one with onions. In fact, I asked for an extra onion. It tasted real good. I didn't care whether or not it left an odor on my breath. I had been so pious all that week that I was in the mood to do something daring. I walked along the street until I came to a cemetery and spent an hour walking among the graves. During that hour, I was the only person there. I thought about how quickly someone is forgotten and how others take our places. It is not so important that we carry the world on our shoulders as we sometimes think. I got back to the hotel for dinner before the preaching service that night. I felt rested and relaxed. When I got back to my room after the service, I went to bed. I picked up my Bible from the table and opened it to the 37th Psalm. Next to the 23rd Psalm, that is my favorite psalm. It was written for people who get disturbed and overly worked up. The 37th Psalm is gentle and tender, like a sweet, kindly mother putting her hand upon the brow of a restless child. The psalm begins, "Fret not thyself." It goes on to say, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart." Further on, we read, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." All the way through, the psalm leads one to a calm and triumphant faith. "That night," he said, "I slept easily, and the next day I felt rested and strong." You know, we were not made for a non-stop, 24-hour, frantic pace. We need to take time for ourselves, time to relax, time to walk by the still waters, time waiting before the Lord, for there alone can we renew our strength and overcome our worry. Well, friend, I don't know what you're dealing with today or what's going on in your life, but rest assured, we can come to Jesus, we can come before him, and he will give us the strength and the wherewithal to be able to live a godly life, one that is profitable to our own spiritual good and to the good of others. And that's the desire of my heart, and I just want to share with you in this broadcast today the 3 D's of Christian living. Stay tuned, and we'll deal with it in just a little while.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long on the bright golden shore.
Lord, sometimes we feel that weakness so very, very much, and I'm glad we can call on you and find you give strength, you give ability, you take us to a realm where we could not reach on our own except for the enablement, the anointing, the quickening of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We're so dependent upon you. Help us, Lord, to recognize that as never before and realize that your grace is sufficient for every need that we have. We entrust to you the burdens of our hearts today. You know the concerns for the safety of Israel, and we know in the end who will win, and it will be a good result for Israel. It will be a bad result for those who work against Israel. And we pray for America to give the support that is needed and for all of us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and to be confident in the God that we serve, that he will deliver, and that we believe these days are leading us into the closing age of this dispensation. We pray, Lord, that all under the sound of our voice and everyone else around the world will hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the hope of eternal salvation through Jesus' shed blood on Calvary, the sufficient sacrifice for all, and that all will come to a knowledge of Jesus and his saving grace in their life and have the hope of heaven when we leave this world. We pray you'll bless this broadcast and each of our listeners today, and we'll praise you and thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it
right.
All right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love, and wrote my name above, above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right.
Now let us
have a little talk, a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry,
he will
answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn, and know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it. Have a little talk, a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. A little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Yes, it is good to have just a little talk with Jesus. Well, I am anticipating that the Lord will help us as we endeavor to talk to him in prayer and to sing the songs of the church together and hear from his word and receive instruction from his word as we gather into the house of prayer this day. Sunday school will begin here at 9:30. 10:30 will be our morning worship service. The evening service tonight at 6 o'clock, and we are privileged to have a student speaker with us tonight. A ministerial student will be speaking in the service this evening, and then Wednesday night prayer meeting service at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss these special times together. God's Missionary Church, located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And we're privileged to bring missionary echoes to you each Sunday morning at this time. Stay tuned for another song and a message from God's Word.
Open our eyes, O
Psalm 37, beginning at verse 21, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. I hope this comment does not describe you. They say she got religion, said Aunt Dinah, doubtfully, of an acquaintance. But if she did, she took it mighty light. It does not hinder her any from carrying on like she always did, and no one has to be afraid of catching it from her. Well, that's what religion can do for an individual. It's important that we have a relationship with God, isn't it? Whether one always agrees with C.S. Lewis or not, he makes one think. On what sort of a person a man is, he says, we begin to notice, besides our particular sinful acts, our sinfulness. We begin to be alarmed not only about what we do, but about what we are. If today I have sulked or snapped or sneered or snubbed or stormed, and the excuse that immediately springs to my mind is that the provocation was so sudden and unexpected, I was caught off my guard, I had not time to collect myself. Now that may be an extenuating circumstance as regard those particular acts. They would obviously be worse if they had been deliberate and premeditated. On the other hand, surely what a man does when he is taken off his guard is the best evidence for what sort of a man he is. Surely what pops out before the man has time to put on a disguise is the truth. Well, friend, I'm here to remind us today that living a godly life is profitable. And as the 27th verse reads, which I take as my text here from Psalm 37, it says, "Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore." So how seriously do you take your religion? You need more than religion. You need a relationship with Jesus Christ. Sometimes we fail. The old saying goes, the largest room in the world is the room for improvement. But verse 24 is an encouragement to keep on keeping on. Try again. Psalm 37:24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. In this portion of Scripture, the emphasis is upon the sure enrichment of the righteous. Let us explore three dimensions, three D's of Christian living, which will help us grow in spiritual depth and purity. These are based on our text, verse 27, depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. So first is the departing, depart from evil. Some profess to be Christians, but still think the same thoughts, say the same words, act in the same ways, do the same things, and go to the same places. There's been so little change that they cannot sing the song, "There's a great, great change since I've been born again." When we repent of our sins and totally commit our life to Christ, we are changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Born-again Christians depart from evil. Their words, their thoughts, their actions are Christ-centered. They are born of the Spirit. We are to be like Christ, and in him dwelleth no unclean thing. God will not dwell in an unclean vessel. He will not hear and answer prayer except one turns from evil. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God does not leave us void and empty when the evil is done away with in our hearts. Thank God he fills us with himself. He will fill your heart today, my friend. He'll fill it to overflowing, as one songwriter says. He wants to fill us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. To have God in all of his fullness, one must depart from evil. The second dimension of Christian living is the doing. He says, depart from evil and do good. Too many Christians are negligent when it comes to doing good. Perhaps they've departed from evil, but they are lethargic about doing God's work and are non-productive. Well-being can only come by well-doing. One must have the proper amounts of nutrition, sleep, and exercise. Some are consumed with materialism and making money. The desire for pleasure and popularity causes many to neglect God's work. They may be of the mindset that if I try, I might fail. But failure need not be fatal. Remember verse 24, Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You might think that your vote just will not count anyhow, but you're doing good by voting. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, we read here in verse 3 and 4 and 5 of Psalm 37. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. High in the Swiss Alps is a solitary grave. A wooden cross marks its site. On it are these stirring, revealing words, He died climbing. David Livingstone said, I'll go anywhere, provided it is forward. Oh, he sure didn't want to go backward, did he? He didn't want to just be standing still. David Livingstone wanted to be going forward, and forward he did go. One thing to note about a mule is that it cannot pull while it is kicking, nor can it kick while it is pulling. A boy's essay on a mule goes like this. The mule is a hardier bird than the goose or turkey and different. He wears two wings on the side of his head. He has 2 feet to walk with and 2 more to kick with and is awful backward about going forward. Well, I hope that that last part at least can't be said about us, that we're awful backward about going forward. May we be like David Livingstone and say, I'll go anywhere provided it is forward. May the words on your grave or the words that are said about you when you are gone, may they be words that say something to the effect that he or she died climbing. We must give God first place by diligently doing his work. Often we've heard it said that God helps those who help themselves, but I think it is better to say that God helps those who rely on him. He supplies our daily needs. Jesus said, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be considerate of the needy, compassionate with the weak, and concerned about the unsaved and the unsanctified. Do not be content with anything less than the full will of God at work in your life. Oh, may we be urgent about these dimensions, the departing from evil, the doing good. And the third one is simply the dwelling. Verse 27 says, And dwell forevermore. Heaven is a holy place, built by a holy God, prepared for a holy people. Too many, it seems, fail to depart from evil and do good, but hope to dwell forevermore regardless. They will have a rude awakening and will be disappointed if they fail to depart from evil and do good. That is the prerequisite to being able to dwell forevermore. They'll have a rude awakening. They'll be disappointed. Galatians 6 and 7 says, Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It is only those who trust in the Lord, as it says in verse 3, and depart from evil and do good, as it says in verse 27, that shall dwell eternally with the Lord and be fed, as it says in verse 3. The three D's of Christian living bring God's help and presence in the here and now. These dimensions of Christian living lead to eternity with God, where there shall be no more sin, no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more separation, for the former things are passed away, as we read in Revelation 21 and verse 4. Living a godly life is profitable, my friend, here in this world and in the life to come. Oh, how very profitable it is. So depart from evil, do good, and all that God wants you to do, keep on doing it, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise His name.
Egypt was once my home, I was a slave. Helpless in sin did roam, love I did crave. But when I looked up to heaven's dome, Christ came to save. I'm living in Canaan now.
Living on Canaan side,
Egypt behind.
Crossed over Jordan wide,
gladness to find.
My soul was satisfied,
no longer blind. I'm living with Jesus up in Canaan right now. Savior, your soul has found. You'll sing this song. I'm living in Canaan now.
Living on Canaan side,
Egypt behind.
Crossed over Jordan wide,
gladness to find.
My soul was satisfied.
No longer I am I living with Jesus up in Canaan right now.
Living on Canaan side,
Egypt behind. Canaan, right?